in here. I might have anything you want to do.
I'm just here. I'm just going to make sure I can do that.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. We all set?
Yeah, I'm talking.
How's everyone doing tonight?
Great.
You all ready to win some free stuff?
Yep.
Okay. So, who was here for Sirius's game show marathon last night? I know some of you were. Did you happen to see one of the games that they were running called Pass the Buck?
Pass the Buck.
Yep. So basically, this game is called Pass the Yen. It is heavily inspired by the Pass the Buck premise. Pass the Buck itself was a short-lived game show on CBS back in 1978. It was only on for about 3 months on TV before they took it off the air. But it was a lot of fun because it was a very simple format as far as how the game worked, and it actually gave away a good amount of money, too, when it was actually on the air, especially for 1978. So how we're going to do this is we're going to pick four players to come up here in these four different seats. I'll go over the rules, so I won't explain it right away. We'll make sure you all know exactly how the gameplay works. And then it's basically going to be a last man surviving type of format. But again, I'll explain it all. We'll explain how everything works so you have nothing to worry about if you have absolutely no idea how this game is played. So I think what we need to do is we need to find some contestants that actually want to play this game tonight. So who wants to come up? Raise your hand. The first suitor, yes, I like your suit, like I was saying before. And you can come up too. And then I'll have our judge here, Randy, also pick a couple contestants.
You have your hand up in the back there with the glasses.
And why don't you get someone from the left side? Now, here's the thing. Don't worry if you're not picked. We got plenty of time to get plenty of contestants up here. All right, so let's do this first thing. So what we're going to do, I'm going to have you write down their names and then just pass them to me so that I know who their names are. Okay, so let's go over everything one by one. So, how y'all doing?
Good.
Doing good? All right. Let's get your names from my left to right. What was your name?
Anthracoon.
Anthracoon? Yeah. I like it. Like Anthracoon, just with an extra O?
Yep.
Perfect. How are you enjoying A&E so far?
Great. I've had perfect attendance since it started in 2015 in Cambridge.
Same here?
Yep.
Yep. Awesome. Awesome. So everything going good for the con so far for you?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome to hear. I can't believe it's already Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Hi, my name's Lana. Having a great convention so far.
Lana, you said?
Yep.
How do you spell it just so that I just to write it down?
L-A-N-A.
I thought so. I just want to make sure. There's some spellings that are that can be a little different. How you doing?
Well, I'm going to be talking to Lee.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. My name's Ashley.
What was it?
Ashley.
Ashley. Okay. And how are you enjoying A&E? And how are you enjoying A&E as well?
Having a good time.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect. And finally, again, I like your suit, Splash.
Thank you.
Yes. Do you want to go by Splash?
Yes.
Okay, Splash. All right. So, Anthracoon, Lana, Ashley, and Splash, I want you all to take a look behind you here and watch this little animation that I'm actually going to do here so you all can see exactly how this gameplay works. These four contestants today are going to have to make quick decisions as they face off against each other to try to win some awesome prizes. Live from A&E 2022, welcome to Pass the Yen! My name is Junior the Lion. You can think of just Junior without the O, as you can see. That's what my persona is, and I was actually suiting earlier, so if you hadn't seen me, I was a giant lion that was wearing a bunch of different tank tops. Alright, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over the rules of the game, so even if you have absolutely no idea how this is played, we'll make sure that you all know exactly how we do this before we even get started. Alright, so you can look behind you, but I'll also explain it, so if you can't look behind you, I'll also explain how this works.
Oh, then I can look behind
you. Alright.
I was like...
Whoops. Alright, rules of the game.
It's late.
Contestants will be answering questions that is given by me, the host. We're one contestant at a time from my left to right, so from you, Anthracoon, down to you, Splash, and then back to you afterwards. And you all must keep giving correct answers to the question that I give you. We'll play a practice round so you make sure you know exactly how the game works. So we get you kind of all loosened up, ready into the game, so you know exactly how we do this thing. If a contestant gives an unacceptable or a duplicate answer, or they take too long to give an answer, they will be buzzed out. And then the next player, if they give their own correct answer, they eliminate the person that got buzzed out itself. So again, that's how this elimination gameplay works. Every correct answer that you all give, builds up money in an established bank. The bank will start at 100 yen and will go up by 25 yen increments for every correct answer. Once you start to reach certain intervals, though, correct answers will be worth even more once you reach certain checkpoints. It'll go up by 50 yen once you reach the 500 yen mark. It'll go up by 75 yen once you reach 1,000. It'll go up by 100 yen once you reach 2,500. And I'll just keep going further down the road afterwards if we make it that far. The bank itself has a 25,000 yen limit if you somehow can all make it there. And again, that is worth a lot of money. Gameplay ends when there is only one remaining contestant on the stage here out of you four. The remaining player will win all the money established in the bank, and then we'll go on to a bonus round to try to win an additional 5,000 yen on top of all of that. So that's definitely some added stakes here. Once you get eliminated, you're going to take a seat. The only person that will be able to stay up for the next main game will be the person that wins all the money and actually wins the main game itself. So that person will go into the bonus round, and then they get to stay up for the next game afterwards, where we'll get three new contestants to play off against them. Here's an added bonus. If the same contestant makes it to the bonus round more than once, every bonus round at that point going forward for them will be worth 10,000 yen instead of 5,000. So a little bit of added stakes if you make it to the bonus round a second time and then a third time onward. So that stakes just basically just keep getting higher and higher further as you go along. So again, if you reach a second time 10,000, third time 10,000, there is no limit as to how many times you can play for 10,000. All money can be used to buy prizes that we have from this prize bag that I have here. So I wanted to show you all some amazing prizes that I have. Now, if I spent every minute going over all the prizes, this would take forever. So I think I'll just show you that I have some Nintendo Switch accessories. I actually have, well, as you can see, I have a lot of anime stuff itself. I also have some really nice Rilakkuma folders. These will all be categorized at the end of the panel, but I already kind of have a rough idea as to how much they're going to be worth anyways. Some will be worth probably a few hundred yen.
You're stepping on a card. Below
your
foot right here.
Oh, a little Tony Chopper notepad.
With exclusive junior.
Yes. How about this? A My Little Pony Season 7 DVD set. How about Minecraft decals? How about for grand prizes, if you can somehow reach either 20,000 yen or 30,000 yen, we have two different sets of AirPods, both regular and the pros. So I kid you not, these are big money prizes itself. We also have, I forgot I had these. I also have Pokemon cards. I have, obviously, this tote bag from Jujutsu Kaisen, the anime. I have a towel from that. I have some manga books in here. I got a bunch of the kawaii patches. So I got kind of a little bit of everything in there. So how it's going to work at the end of the hour and a half that we have here, we're going to categorize who won the most amount of money. They will be the first player that will actually be able to come up and pick which prizes that they won, and then it will go in order in terms of who got the second highest amount of money, third highest amount, and so on and so forth. Again, the grand prizes, the regular AirPods are worth 20,000, and the AirPod Pros are worth 30,000. And this person right here has won a grand prize before, so they know a thing or two as far as how it's done. So it can be done. Trust me, it definitely can be. All right, so what we're going to do here, again, we're going to play a practice question. So don't worry about this. This doesn't officially count. So what I want you all to do for me, going from left to right, so Anthracoon, Lana, Ashley, and Splash. Here we go. Give me any person's name that begins with the letter M.
M? What person?
Any person's name, just regular name.
Not Madonna, you mean like that?
Yeah.
Madonna?
Yep.
Michael?
Yep.
Michelle?
Yep. What, Margaret? Yep. Regular names.
Marvin.
Marvin, yep.
Mitchell.
Matthew.
Yep.
Max.
Yep.
Maxwell.
Good one.
Michi.
What did you say?
Michi. That's the first thing that came to mind.
I think, well, okay. Just keep going.
Marilyn.
Yep.
Mitsukana.
Oh, we're going to Japanese name now.
Murray.
Murray.
Monroe.
Monroe.
Murray.
Murray. Yep.
Mike
was already said, though. Yes, I'm sorry. That's what would have happened. You would have been buzzed out. So, can you give a right answer that has not been said yet?
Did I say Marvin? How about Melvin?
Melvin, was that said? No, so Melvin would have been good. So you would have been eliminated, and then it would have been three people left, and then we would go on to a new question afterwards for the remaining three contestants. However, some questions have a few different twists to this. So first thing, number one, let's just say if you fail, and let's just say you also fail, then if you gave a right answer to that name with letter M, they would have both been eliminated. And so no one is safe on any question whatsoever. Now, let's just say if you fail, and then the rest of you three also fail, no one gets eliminated. We call that a standoff. Everyone survives the question, but there's a catch to that. If there's three questions where everyone fails, we reset the whole bank.
Ooh.
That's a little bit of a twist compared to... I've added some unique twists to this compared to the original 1978 show. Now, some questions are basically open-ended, kind of like that question, where there really isn't a set number of correct answers unless you're very technical. Some are list-based, so some do have a set number of correct answers where if you reveal all of them, everyone survives by default in a good way. Some are either-or type of questions, so when I come to you, I ask you, is it either this or this? It's a 50-50 shot, and then if you get it right, we go on to the next person. And some questions have bonuses attached to them. So I think we have a rough idea as to how this game works.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any questions before we get started?
Wait, so if you get something wrong and no one else does, you get eliminated?
No, if you get it wrong and no one else gets it right, no one gets eliminated.
But it's the last three
turns? Yes.
The
money will go to whoever, after we do a few questions, whoever is the final surviving person. First question. What's up? If they keep surviving, then we just keep building up money. So it'll eventually, some questions will definitely be stumpers where there definitely will be some things that will be real big killers here. I'm actually going to put this just one more time here. I'm going to move this further up here. So.
All
right. Sorry, I'm just moving this up over here.
He's very particular about how he sleeps.
Okay. Okay, I think we are good to go. So, my judge here in the back, Randy, he is going to be the voice of God. He's going to basically tell you if it's a correct answer or not. He's my judge, basically. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually pick out certain questions. I have a list of over 100 different questions from this packet here that I made. Now, I am going to ask you all, do any of you, well, actually, only if this is a unanimous decision, are all of you open to playing anime questions, or do you want to keep that all off limits?
Off limits, I don't know any anime.
No problem. I would only do that if everyone was unanimous in saying good. So we'll keep the anime questions off limits. But if anyone else wants to play anime questions when they come up, I'll ask it again afterwards. All right. So, Randy, our judge, what do you want to do as our first question of the day?
Question number three.
It's a classic question that I've actually done several times. Oh, no, this is, I'm thinking question four. Okay, here we go.
Oh, boy.
This one, oh, man, I love this one. All right, so here we go. With more and more conventions seeing visitors from around the world, let's see how well you all know your foreign countries when it comes to language barriers. To survive this round, name me any of the top 20 spoken languages throughout the world based on the number of native speakers of that language according to mentalfloss.com. Here's a warning. Languages like Italian, Dutch, Persian, Thai, Swedish, and Greek did not make this list. There's a list of 20 most spoken languages in the world. So just think of anything and just better hope that it's on this list itself. Here's a bonus. If you get through at least the first 10 out of 20, every answer after will be worth triple for the bank.
Ooh.
Here's the ultimate bonus. If you somehow can make it through this whole thing, this list will get very difficult to compete as you get further down the line. So if you can somehow name all 20 languages, we will automatically max out the bank with a grand prize being AirPods automatically attached to this question.
Wow.
So that's only if you can somehow name every single language, because some of them are going to be extremely difficult. All right, we're going to start with Anthrocoon. give me anything that you think is from the top 20 most spoken languages in the world. Let's hope it's there. Let's go.
Chinese.
Chinese is definitely right there. That's the number one language in the entire world. 1.2 billion native speakers. No, just check. Now we move on to Lena, you said?
Yep.
Lena? Yep.
Okay. English.
English, definitely. English is number three with over 335 million native speakers.
Arabic.
Arabic, definitely. That's number five with 242 million speakers. Ashley got a correct answer. We go to Splash.
Portuguese.
Portuguese is on there. It is number six with 203 million native speakers. And we go back to Antarcoon.
Japanese.
Japanese is on there. It's number nine, 128 million native speakers.
Spanish.
Spanish, definitely on there. It's number two, 399 million native speakers.
French.
French is on there. Number 14 with 75.9 million.
Indonesian
is, wait a minute. There, I'm going to get very technical for this. Indonesian, there is another term for it. Can you think of what it is? If not, I will give you a pass on it, and I'll let you give me a different language.
Okay.
Because that's a technicality. So, you see where it, see it, Randy?
I do see it.
Yes, so I'm going to, on a technicality, if you can think of it, then that's fine, but if you can't, you'd have to give me something else.
Mandarin?
That's Chinese.
That's Chinese, oh. And I'm sorry, that is a duplicate. I'm sorry, that is not right.
You're eliminated.
You're not eliminated yet. We got to go back to Anthrocoon. Can you give me one that has not been said yet?
Did someone say Spanish?
Yes.
Spanish was already said! No! So, here we go. Can you eliminate both of them?
German?
German is on there, yes! Give a round of applause. German with 78.1 million, and that was number 12. Nice job. So, we have to say goodbye to both Slash and Anthony Kuhn. Give a round of applause. Okay. So... You want, yeah, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go over the whole list for fun while we wait for we get ready for another question. So here's the whole list. Arabic, Bengali, which was in India, Chinese, English, French, German, Hindi, which was in India, Japanese, the one that splashed, the one that you were, that was technical, Javanese.
Oh.
Yes, that was for Indonesia. So then we have... We have everyone else want the whole list. Ready for this? We have Korean, Punjabi, which is in Pakistan. Then we have Marathi, which is in India. Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, Tamil, which is in India, Singapore, and Sri Lanka. Telugu, which is in India. Turkish, Urdu, and Vietnamese. That was the whole list.
Wow.
So
you're kidding about some of those Vietnamese.
Yes. I don't think now. Let's be honest, do you think any of you would have known any of that? As far as the whole list goes.
Yeah, there was definitely some...
My next thought was going
to
be Hindi.
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, so, Randy, what would you like to do as our next question?
107.
107, all the way.
From 3 to 107.
Yes, to the very back of the pack here.
Also, I thought you said...
Oh, yes. I love this question. All right, down to you two already, between Lana and Ashley... So here we go. Yeah, let's see who survives this and actually gets to go on to the bonus round. Okay, here we go. Well, this question is only meant for two contestants anyways. Here we go to the USA states and really start thinking about this tough question. To survive this round, name me any of the eight US states that begin and end with a vowel. If you all survive, we will add a bonus into the bank on top of this. So think of, there's eight states that begin and end with a vowel. Okay? So, Lana was the last person that got it right. Here we go to Ashley next. Can you give me anything?
Ohio.
Ohio is one. Nice job. Go back to Lana.
I got nothing.
5 seconds before I buzz you out. Five, four, three, two... One, time is up. Here we go, Ashley. Can you win the game and go to the bonus round already?
No.
You can't think of anything?
I'm British.
But you got one right. So
cool.
We're going to put this as a standoff in 5 more seconds. Five, four, three, two, one time in time. You got one. You added 25 yen into the bank, basically.
Cool.
Here's the whole list.
Well, that's.
You want the whole list?
Arizona,
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Ohio, and Oklahoma.
Yep.
All right. So we only added 25 yen in there. That's our first standoff. Let's not have two more questions where you both fail. There we go. What do you want next?
Let's do 102.
102. Here we go. Oh, yeah. I like this one. All right. Hopefully, with the worst of the pandemic getting behind us, hopefully, let's see how well you know the surroundings of a certain type of establishment that was hardest hit from everything that happened. To survive this round, name me anything you might typically see if you went to any type of bar in general, okay? Anything you would see, most likely see, if you go to any type of bar. You were the last person to have the standoff, so we'll go back to Lana for this one. Name anything you would see in a bar, and I'm talking anything, so it doesn't even need to be like specific to that bar, just think of generic stuff. All right, let's go.
Bar stool
is definitely right.
Can.
What is it?
Can.
Cans?
Yeah.
Yeah, cans, that's definitely a good answer.
Mugs
is definitely a good answer. I'm going to give a few seconds for Randy just to make sure that he's got this all down, because just to make prevent any duplicates. Go ahead.
Urinals,
yeah, definitely right.
Tables
is definitely a good answer. Up to 450 yen. Back to Ashley.
Alcohol,
yeah, I would say. So we're going to have to limit this. No more type of alcoholic drinks because you just said alcohol.
Yeah,
no, you're not screwed up. Not necessarily. All right, go ahead.
Lights,
definitely. Now, as you can see behind you, we're up to 500 yen. We go up by 50 yen for every correct answer moving forward. Back to Ashley.
Kegs,
definitely. I'd say that's a good answer.
Mugs.
Mugs was already said. Oh no!
I said it.
M-O-P.
Mop. Okay, sorry. Sorry.
Muffled
faces. I see. Yeah, because I saw Randy. You were just like, did you think it was also said as mugs?
I thought it was said as mugs.
Okay.
She said mop.
Thank you for clearing that up. All right. Correct answer.
Sorry.
No worries.
Ice.
Yep. Good job.
Booths.
Booths. Yeah, actual
Teeth.
Booths. Yep. Tables, yeah.
Mirrors.
Yeah, I would say if you definitely
want to. We're going to bomb out of
here.
That was a mirror.
Yeah, that's a good answer, yeah. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to limit this to three more rounds. So six answers total, and you both survive in a good way.
Painting.
Paintings. What do you think, Mandy?
Paintings.
I'd say. That's borderline, but I would say that most bars are usually going to have some type of artwork in them.
Advertising.
Okay, we'll give it to you.
Bartender.
Yes. Very good answer. Nice job.
I was thinking
that
too. It's like this.
Taps.
That's a good answer, I think.
Yep.
Okay. Three more answers.
Bottle caps.
Mm-hmm. That's a good answer, I'd say. Good, Randy.
Yep.
Two more.
Countertops.
Good answer, I think.
Yep.
One more, and then you are the final one, and if you get this run right, you both survive.
Coasters,
very good job. You all survive. Give a round of applause. Let's do this. Yeah, I got confused when you said mop and mugs, but then again, it's with the mug, especially with the mask, it can be easy to misunderstand what was said.
Sorry.
I'm good at interpreting mask voices.
Yeah, well, that's fine. All right. So we're basically going to go to a new question now. And now that resets any potential chance for a bank reset, unless you now have three new questions where you all fail. Because that basically eliminated the standoff in the bad way from the previous one. All right, so, Randy, what would you like to do next?
Let's do
100. 100? Oh, yes. Very good. All right, let's go back to the question we used in the practice round, adding a couple different usable letters for this one. To survive this round, naming any person's name that begins with either the letter H or the letter T. All right? We'll put a limit on this to, let's see, how many answers should we limit this to? Why don't we say 30? 30 answers, so 15 rounds.
Hey, you said names that begin?
Begin with either the letter H or the letter T, but I'm going to say this, they have to be common names. Let's eliminate, like, Japanese names or anything else that might not be common. Let's eliminate foreign names that might only be specific to a certain country.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start back off with Lana. Here we go.
Harry.
Harry's a good answer. Nice job.
Trixie.
Trixie, very good job. I like that answer.
Tyler.
Tyler's a good answer. I'm just going to give I'm going to give our judge here a few seconds to just catch up with stuff. Okay, go ahead.
Tristan.
Nice job. I like that answer.
Tyrone.
Tyrone is definitely a good answer here.
Taylor?
Yep.
Tristan Taylor.
Nice.
Henry.
Henry's definitely good.
Harold.
Yep. Yeah. Before we go any further, how many answers are we up to?
Eight.
Okay, so we have 22 more, so that's 11 more rounds.
Go ahead. Harley?
Ooh. Yep. Nice job.
Harriet
is definitely a good answer. That's now 10 answers.
Thomas,
that's good.
Timothy
is good. I'm starting to lose track, so I'm asking my I'm going to start pointing to my judge now to make sure that this is good.
We're still good.
Go ahead.
Thompson.
What's the last name?
Thompson.
I never met a first person with the name Thompson. It's always the last name.
I think Thompson does sound like the last name.
So it's up to you. Should we give her a buzz out? Does anyone in the audience know anyone's first name that is Thompson?
No.
Do you?
No, I have four people and I see people named that. Think of shows and stuff.
Mm. Yeah, but it's tough because sometimes I've heard like Thompson twins, but I think that's the last name. I think.
Is it spelled T-H-O-M?
P-S-O-N. That's a very borderline answer. We have to really take a look very deep into this one.
I do have a question.
What's up?
When we stated that it had to be a name, did we specify first name?
First name.
Okay.
Yeah, that was what I
thought. I feel like that should have been specified.
Well, Thompson
was.
Thompson can't be a first name, actually.
We'll give it to you. Okay. So now, where are we at? Who are we on? It's back to you, Ashley?
Yeah.
All right, and how many answers are we 13. Up to? 13, so we need 17 more. Yeah, I said any person name that begins.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking. I have another. Going blank.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. You got 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Wait, have we said Tabitha?
Tabitha. No, we did not. That's a good name. Nice. Just beat the buzzer. Nice job. Lana, back to you.
Tristan?
Said. Already said no!
Taylor.
Oh no, so here we go. Can Ashley win it all with one more right answer? Can you get.
I already said Henrietta, that's the only one I got.
No, you did not say
Henrietta.
You didn't say Harriet? That's good?
Henrietta?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Henrietta's good.
You win the game! Give a round of applause to Ashley! That's a good name that I would never have thought of.
Okay, so.
All right, so 2,200. Now, Ashley, take a seat right here.
Oh.
And you're going to now play the bonus round before we do that.
Okay.
Sure. All right. Now, I need you to do me a favor and pick me any number from 1 to 10.
Let's go 6.
6? Okay. Let me see here. Let's see how evil this gets. Oh, this is okay. All right, this is not too bad.
Well,
according to me, so no matter what, 2,200 is what you won. That's guaranteed 100%. That's pretty good. That's worth a good. That's worth a couple of really good prizes. All right, so give me 1 second here. Now I take care of the bonus round. Obviously, you know that's me entirely. So, all right, I'm going to explain the bonus round for anyone that's not seen it. So, if anyone was in the other game show last night, basically, as you can see, we have a pyramid right here of 4 different rows. The bonus round itself consists of 4 potential questions for you to win the 5,000 yen. We're going to start off on the very bottom row of the pyramid where there's going to be 4 hidden answers to a question I'm going to give you that's kind of similar to the main game. In a 15-second span, your goal is to name as many possible things related to the subject that I give you. If you can reveal the 4 answers we have hidden, then you win the 5,000 yen. If you reveal at least one answer, though, then no matter what happens, you'll survive the question, and then you'll go up to the second row where there's going to be 3 hidden answers to another question that I'm going to give you. So again, you have 4 potential questions to win the money. And every answer you do reveal also wins you extra money by default if you don't win the 5,000. All right? Mm-hmm. So you ready to add on to that 2,200 you just won? All right, speak nice and loudly so everyone can hear you. I'm going to
take my head off.
If that's you.
Yeah, hang on, I'll do it. It's my head, yeah.
All right. Now, you're going to want to speak nice and loudly so everyone can hear you, but the main goal is, even if the answer is not there, just keep saying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to reveal a question, and I'm going to give you a few seconds to think about this, so just start thinking in your brain as to what could possibly relate to the subject. Here we go. Name anything associated with the holiday of Halloween. So we're kind of in the opposite time now of when Halloween happens, but that being said, just think of anything you associate with Halloween as a whole. If you can reveal the four that we've hidden, you win the 5,000, but your goal is to reveal at least one answer so that we can go on to the next question afterwards.
Okay.
15 seconds, name as many things as you can. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready? And go.
Horror, haunted houses, candy, trick-or-treating, children, costumes, cobwebs, pumpkins, jack-o'-lanterns, decorations, spirit Halloween.
There's one extremely obvious one that you forgot.
Are there skeletons?
Ghosts?
No. What? When does it take place?
Oh, October.
October. Oh, the month of October. Oh, no. But you got three. That's
nice.
Still very good. You win 300 yen right there for revealing those three answers.
Cool.
So that's still good. So far you're at 2,500 exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we go up to question number two. This one is going to be tough. I just came up with this one the other day.
Let's see
if you can think this one. Name any word that ends with the letter Z. Any word that ends with the letter Z. I will give you a little bit of a hint. The three that I have hidden, two of them are four letters long, and one of them is five letters long. Okay? If that gives anything away, just think of anything that ends with the letter Z. 15 seconds. Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
I have absolutely nothing.
Oh, no.
Generic words.
You can do it.
I can't. I don't think of anything. At all.
No.
Nah, I got nothing.
No help from the audience, please, whatsoever. I'm glad that
Jazz.
Yeah, because Jazz was one of them.
Oh, come
yes.
On.
Jazz.
Buzz. Yeah. And the final one is one you hear in football all the time.
Blitz.
Yep. So, you did win an extra 300 right there, so you're at 2,500. Give a round of applause to Ashley one more time.
Contestants can now come up that have not played yet, and I will let our judge Randy here
pick whoever you want.
I'll take the lady in the polka dot skirt.
So Ashley gets it. Where is Ashley?
Hello. Oh, God.
You can come back up here. You get to play. Remember, you get to play again.
Oh, do I?
Yeah, remember that. You won the main game, so you come back up for game number two.
And the guy in the glasses in the back. And the lady in the curtains in the back.
Yep,
yes.
You. Yep. All right. Sit in the very first seat, though, because you're going to be in the first position. Okay. All right, does anyone still need an explanation as to how this game works, or are we good to go? Okay, let me go back to this here. All right. Hey there.
Is there any way that
I can
do
this? That's fine, yeah. So, actually, do you want to play the next game after this?
Yes, please.
All right. So we'll get one more contestant, and we'll let you play the next game after this one. All right. One more contestant that you can pick.
I think he's bouncing in his seat right here.
Okay. Come on up. All right. Let's get everyone's name so we know that we have
Ashley.
Oh, Ashley, you want to take the fourth position?
I have a free seat.
Okay, go ahead. That's fine. All right, so we have Ashley in position number four now. What are your names?
Okay.
How do you say it?
Aveline.
All right, Aveline, A-V-A-L-I-N-E.
How do you say A-V-A-L-I-N-E?
What was your name?
Omega.
Omega. Nice.
First con.
Oh, awesome. First con.
Yep, but I'm having a
great
time.
Usagi, okay. And Ashley.
Yeah.
So, all right, let me just make sure that we have everything that we need. All right, can you hand me that sheet just so I have everyone's names? Because I'm gonna definitely forget that. All right. So, Aveline, Usagi, no. I gotta make sure I have everyone's names. Down here.
Omega.
Omega,
yeah.
Yes. Aveline, Omega, Usagi, and Ashley.
Not you.
Well, what just happened to my thing? Well, that was very odd. Wow, my tablet just crashed on me, but luckily, if this just opens again. Perfect, okay, it's back up. Alright, now, I will ask this again. Do all of you want to be open to playing any anime questions?
I don't
know. Okay, no worries. Alright, so we're going to go back to regular questions here. Randy, what would you like to do next?
Number 8.
Do you need an explanation as to how we play this game?
No.
Here we go. This one is a classic question that I have done many times before at almost every convention I've ever done this at. And actually, as a quick history, I've been doing this actual game since 2014. I've been bringing it to A&E for the last... This will be the fourth time I've ran it here at A&E, so it's been a lot of fun in all the years I've done it here. So here we go with question number 8. I've done this many times at previous conventions. Let's see how well you can do this time. This question is very simple, but you need to pay attention. To survive this round, name me any U.S. state you want, but it cannot begin with a vowel. It has to only begin with a consonant. Any state in the United States that you want, but again, it cannot begin with a vowel, okay? So, basically, Avalon goes first, and then Omega, Usagi, and Ashley. All right, give me anything, any U.S. state that begins with a consonant. Let's go have line. Here we go.
New Mexico.
New Mexico is definitely right.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is definitely right answer. Nice job, the state that we are in right now.
New York.
New York is definitely a good state. Nice job.
Michigan.
Nice job.
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania is definitely a good answer.
Florida.
Florida is a good answer. Nice job.
New Jersey
is definitely a good answer. Nice job. There's many. Come on.
I don't know my state. I told this already.
Come on. There's many of the states. Come on.
I don't know anything. Los Angeles is not a state.
What's the city? That's a city. Yeah, no, we can't give that to you. I'm sorry. Let's go back to Adeline. Can you give us one to knock out the champ?
Delaware
is a good one. Nice job. Give Ashley a round of applause, everyone.
Yeah,
California was the state.
Oh, okay.
Connecticut, Georgia, Hawaii, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, Maryland, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, just north of us here,
yep.
North Carolina, North Dakota, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, again north of us here, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming.
Yep, exactly. Right. All right. What do we want to do as our next question? So no matter what, Ashley, no matter what, you won $2,500, so that will be what you'll be using to buy prizes from the prize at the end of the panel around 9 o'clock when we end this panel. Okay.
Yeah.
What would we like to do?
Question 20.
What's up?
Question 20.
20, you said?
Yes. Manchester, yes.
Oh, the classic question. Here we go. Yes. All right. Everyone ready? Here we go.
Cool.
We're going to go back to a question I've used almost every time I've ran this game. And we have run the table in terms of getting all the answers revealed for this, and we'll try it once again. To survive this round, name me the 18 different Pokemon types.
I feel this is where...
Excluding the all question mark type. It has to be the exact word. No synonyms are allowed. If you all survive, we will also add a bonus into the bag. So just think Pokemon types. Types is all you need to think of. Types. Not the names of Pokemon. What type are they? Very generic, okay? Is everyone, like, not feeling comfortable with this question?
No, I'm comfortable.
I'm comfortable.
I don't know any Pokemon.
Oh, no.
Types.
I know types less.
Just think of what element they use. Okay? Just make sure that it's the exact word. All right, so Avalon get the last right answer to eliminate Ashley. So we start with Omega first. Here we go.
Fairy.
Fairy's definitely right answer. Nice job.
Fire.
Fire's definitely right answer. We're up to 350 yen in the bank. And we go back to Avalon.
Water.
Water's definitely right answer. Right. Nice job.
Psychic.
Psychic's a good one.
Electric.
Yeah. Nice job.
Dark
is one. Yeah. Nice job.
Ground.
Nice job.
Rock.
rock is definitely a good one. We're up to 500 yen. We go up by 50 yen for every correct answer going forward now.
Metal?
Is that one?
No, no.
No, it is not. I'm sorry, that is not a right answer.
Oh.
Oh.
Should have said that.
You shouldn't have said that.
Too late.
Too late. Give us the right answer.
Fighting.
Fighting's a good one. Nice job. Give Evelyn a round of applause, everyone.
I knew it was still a good color bar.
I'm not going to cheat.
Oh, I thought we can't use synonyms here.
Yes.
Yeah, I said it has to be the exact words. No synonyms allowed.
The others were bug, dragon, flying, ghost, grass, ice, normal, poison, and of course steel. Ill-fated steel.
Steel, yes. All right, what would we like to do next? This is for the money.
Answer question 17.
17?
You
wanted to do this quite really? Wow, okay. This is only meant for two final contestants. There's only five answers for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a trip to one of the biggest cities in the world with this next question.
This question only has
five answers, so it's pretty simple.
Oh.
To survive this round, name me the five different boroughs.
No, fuck yeah!
I'm sorry.
New York City.
Okay.
She's apparently from New York.
All right. What is a borough, if you are wondering? Well, New York City itself is split into five different county-level administrative divisions, which are called boroughs. If it helps you any, a couple of the answers are also names of characters from the classic 90s Disney series Gargoyles.
Oh, yeah, there
you
go.
Yep. All right, so,
here's the thing.
So, Omega gave the last right answer. We start with Usagi first. Let's go.
Manhattan's
definitely one of them. Nice job.
Gargoyles. Have you seen Gargoyles?
Oh, my God.
Think of the big areas of New York City. Very popular areas in New York City. Can you think of what the names of those parts are called?
My Spider-Man.
Give you five more seconds. Five, four, three, two, one. Time is up. And here we go. Let's see. Brooklyn is right. Nice job. Yes. Give a round of applause, everyone.
I had
Brooklyn with that night.
Man, you knew it all. And you had it in that. All right.
So
I'm from New York. Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So
I did not know that.
Usagi, you take a seat right here. All right, then you just won 650 yen.
Not this part.
Okay.
It was New York.
Pick me a number from 1 to 10 except for number 6.
4.
4. Let's see what we got here.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I just made this one. This is actually going to be pretty good because one of the questions actually ties directly to it's what goes on at this convention, in a way.
Oh, no.
All right.
Why is that not a problem?
So, do you need an explanation as to how the bonus round works? All right, I'll explain it again, just so that in case you don't know. Four rows here. We're going to start on the bottom row. There's going to be four hidden answers to a question I'm going to give you. Just name as many things as you possibly can relating to the subject, and if you reveal the answers that we've hidden, you win the 5,000 yen if you reveal all four hidden answers. If you reveal just at least one answer, though, once the question's over with you, then you go up to the next row to try to win the 5,000 again on a question that will only have three hidden answers, okay?
Stress.
And then possibly two answers and just one. Here we go. First question. This I just thought of, and this ties directly into this convention. Here's one I've done in the bonus round before. Name any type of wild cat species. Hint. All right. Just think of as many as you can. Name as many as you can in 15 seconds. Again, your goal, just name as many as you possibly can. And again, wild cat species, okay? 15 seconds. Ready? Go.
Lion, tiger, cougar, jaguar, cheetah, bobcat, mountain lion. That's the same thing. Tiger, liger. cougar, cheetah.
These last two are very tough. Can anyone think of any?
Lynx.
Nope.
Oh.
Ocelot.
Oh,
yes. And the final one. No one's going to get this one. It's a cat that has very pointy ears.
Flopper.
What?
Powerful.
That's a cat.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
definitely going to be more obscure.
That's Flopper.
I've heard that.
Okay. You got two. That's good. That's an extra 200 yen you just won. Now, this next one is 90s themed. You ready for this one? Well, actually, maybe.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, I should say it actually can go back to our childhood, I guess you could say, in a way. Back to our childhood with this one, naming any well-known Disney villain.
Oh, dear.
Okay?
Okay.
Any well-known Disney villain.
Come on, Princess Mabel. You know Disney.
15 seconds. Ready? Go.
Maleficent, Evil Queen, Gaston, fucking Scar, Mother Brothel,
No!
Ursula?
Well, you got two. That's far.
Nope.
Hades?
Nope. He wants to eliminate the guy that never wants to grow up. Captain Hook. Yes. All right, so we're going up to the third one here. So you got the first two, 100 yen right there, and you get, 200 yen total, and you get 150 for each correct answer on the second row, so you add an additional...
You're up by 500 so far.
Yes, exactly. Oh, so here is the third one. This one, I'm kind of curious if you're going to know this one.
Oh,
here we go.
Stress.
Name anything you would probably see if you sat in the driver's seat of a typical vehicle. So think about what you're looking at and what you're looking at if you're sitting in the driver's seat of an actual vehicle itself.
I don't drive.
Okay? Well, just think of stuff. You could even be in the passenger seat and possibly see this stuff. 15 seconds. Ready? Go.
Steering wheel, gas gauge, the thing that does the speed, speedometer, radio. Dry stick shift.
You got it. There you go. Yeah, there you go. Speedometer and gear shift. You win the money. Nice job. Give a round of applause one more time. Nice job. Nice job, Usagi. You made it stay up in the next room.
Oh, God.
Yes. No, it's just fine. No. It would only be extra accumulated money if you didn't win $5,000.
Isn't there one last round?
So, what's up?
Isn't there one last round? The one
question? That's if we only revealed one of the two answers and one of the final one. So, yeah, there you go. All right, so 5,000 yen, nice job. All right, so
5,650.
And again, very high stakes the next game. The next game will be worth 10,000 yen for the bonus round if you get that far. Three new contestants, who wants to come up? Well, we said you, that you want to come up, so you want to come up now? All right, come on up. Two more contestants, Sukarko, you got to come up.
Yeah.
One more contestant, anyone else that wants to come up that has not played yet? Anyone else has not played? If not, we're going to get previous people up.
Emily!
All right. Come on. Last call who has not played yet. Otherwise, we're going back to people that want to play again. Last call.
No.
Who wants to play again?
My sister
in the
back.
Come on, Splash.
No collusion
here,
guys.
All right.
You got another chance, Splash.
Okay. And you said you didn't drive. You fooled me. All right. So, let's see here. So we have Usagi. What was your name?
Elena.
Usagi, Elena, obviously Sukanko, and Splash. All right. Sukanko's a veteran at this game.
Well, how do you spell Sukanko?
T-S-U-K-O-N-K-O. All right.
Sukanko.
Any particular question you want to do, Randy?
Let's go back and see.
Let's do 28. 28? Oh, please, is this the ultimate one?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Here we go with the ultimate high-stakes question with this one. Okay, this is good. This question is so funny in terms of the past experiences I've had with this one. You all need to listen to this, because this question is a riot. This will probably be the easiest question we've ever done in terms of what you need to think about, but we're going to add in a very... very evil twist to this. To survive this round, name me the 26 different letters of the alphabet. However, four of the letters are secretly set by the judge as unknown killer letters, where if you mention any of them, you will be buzzed out. No one is safe from tripping this letter bomb. So now, since this is now going to be a game of remembrance but also chance, if you can somehow name all 22 safe letters, we're going to automatically give you a grand prize. So the odds of that are extremely low. But I'll tell you the funny thing about this question. I did this at an anime convention in 2018, and the first, it was down to two final people that were playing the question. The first answer they gave got buzzed out. So then I said, the odds are in your favor to basically give a letter that will not buzz you out. The next letter they mentioned, that the contestant mentioned, buzzed them out again. They both tripped both letters. So it was an absolute riot when it happened. All right, so here's the thing. I don't know what the letters are. Ooh. So you're going to mention them, and then I'm just going to go to Randy and say, is that good? Or, eh, eh.
Oh, no.
I'll just go like this, okay?
As a bad letter?
Yes.
Okay. So you better just hope he gives you a thumbs up, and then we'll see what happens. Okay, here we go. So we start with Usagi. So remember, it's Usagi, Elena, Tsukanko, and Splash. Usagi, here we go. Give us any letter you want, just hope.
G.
Good. Elena.
E.
E. Good.
X.
X. Good.
P.
P. No, it's not! Oh, no! Oh, no. But hang on. Usagi, are we going to have a double trip here? Let's find out. Give us another letter.
D.
D. Good, yes. Aww. Give a round of applause to Splash again, everyone.
Sorry, Splash.
Wait, so what are the others? Let's listen to what Randy chose of the other letters.
A, H, and S.
A, H, and S. And what was the last one? What was the one that was mentioned? You said P was the bad, other bad one?
Yeah. A, H, P, and S were the ones I chose.
A was pretty ingenious considering it's Splash. I feel excited when we start going in the alphabetical order.
I was thinking some of the letters in the word killer.
All right.
Because they were the killer letters.
Yeah. All right.
I just went with X because you said G and E, Gex.
All right. Next question. What do we want to do?
Phew. Did you ask them if they are comfortable with the anime questions?
I don't.
No, they didn't. That previous contestant did.
Okay. Let's do 31.
31?
Much as I would like.
Oh, yes. This is a good one. I think I've actually done this one at A&E before. All right. Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Time to think about food and drinks with this one. To survive this round, name any type of food or drink that begins with either the letter C, the letter H, or the letter M. But we're not looking for brand names of anything. So any food or drink that begins with C, H, or M. Any one of those three. Let's put a limit on how many answers this should be.
Let's do... You
want to
do, like... 30 again?
30. That's 10 rounds. Let's go. All right. So, Usagi, we start with you. Give me anything. C, H, or M. Let's
Cake.
Go. Cake is a very good answer. Nice job.
Chips.
Very good job. Nice job. 250 in the bank. Go to Tsukanko.
Milk
is definitely a good answer. Nice job.
Ham.
That's the first one that I was thinking for the letter H.
Hamburger.
Ooh. Very nice job. Nice. So, that's now five answers total.
Cheese.
Yes. Answers.
Mayonnaise.
Nice job.
Cheeseburger.
That's a combination of two, but it's separate from the two, so that's fine because it's classified as its own food. That's fine.
Hot dog.
Nice job.
Margarine.
Oh, I didn't think of that one. That was very good. Margarine.
Yeah.
Calzone.
Ooh. Very good. Man, you're making me hungry. Okay.
Mustard.
Mustard, nice. That doesn't make me hungry. I'm not a big fan of mustard, though.
Ooh, 12 so far.
12 so far. Up to 500 yen. We go up by 50 yen for every correct answer. Here we go.
Meringue.
Ooh, that's a good one. Meringue.
Custard.
Custard.
Hollandaise sauce.
What was it? Hollandaise?
Hollandaise.
Yep. Good job.
Hot chocolate.
Very good. Thank you. I was hoping someone mentioned that.
Maracuya.
What is that?
It's a drink.
Ooh.
With pieces of fruit in it.
I said that's not a brand name, right?
Nope.
Okay.
How do you spell that?
M A R A K A J U A, I believe.
Got to make sure it's a good drink that's not a brand name.
Nope.
I believe you. I just got to make sure. I've never heard of that. Has anyone else heard of that?
No.
There's no one else here.
It's also another name for passion fruit, so we'll take it.
Okay. Good job.
Cherries.
Oh, nice. Cherries is a good answer.
Hot pot.
Hot pot. Would you cut? What do you think, Randy?
Hot pot.
I know hot pot, but that's. The only issue is that's like, well, that's borderline right there. It contains a lot of different foods.
Yeah, I think it's actually considered a main course. It's usually just hot pot.
Any food that. Here, let's do this. Let's give a mulligan. Let's give a repeat. Like that's very borderline. So I really can't
make
it.
Say another answer. Then?
I don't really think we can make a judgment call on that, can we?
I don't think so. Either.
Okay, give a different answer then.
Macaroon.
Yes. Very good. That's a good answer. That hasn't been said yet. Okay.
Chamomile tea.
I've heard of that. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've heard of it too.
Cod. Oh, cod. Nice job. Now. So we're at cod.
21 we're at.
Alright, so we're at three more rounds, so 9 answers. So here we go.
Mackerel.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a type of fish. Nice. Up to it. That, what did you say?
I was going to say cantaloupe.
Oh, nice. A good fruit.
That one,
yeah. Yep.
Halibut,
yes. And that now
fish.
2 more rounds. We're past 1,000, so we're going up by 75 yen for every correct answer now.
Oh, shit. Hot pot.
No, we gotta take that. I'm sorry. Bye bye. Not yet. I should just say bye bye in terms of getting out of jail, but that doesn't mean you're eliminated just yet. All right. Here we go. Can you eliminate the champ? You eliminated Usagi. Lena, can you go?
I was gonna say catfish.
Catfish. That's a good answer. Nice job. Yes. Give a round of applause, though, everyone, to Usagi. Honeydew was a good one. What else was? Let's think of what else was not mentioned. Think of some marshmallow. Yeah.
Macaroni.
Yes.
That's
curry. Yes. Thank you. Curry.
Chocolate.
Chicken.
How could we forget chocolate?
Chicken.
Well, actually, hot chocolate was mentioned.
Yes.
Hot chocolate, but. Technically, they're technically two different things, though.
Yeah,
chicken in general, I don't think was mentioned.
Yeah.
Chicken itself was not mentioned.
Chicken's a food.
Was chicken mentioned?
I don't know.
Chickpeas, yeah.
It's passion fruit juice. Yummy.
All right. Let's, yeah. Boy. And for H, hash browns.
Oh.
Mussels, yep, that would have been good. Now we're getting hungry, right? All right, Randy, what would you like to do? This is down for the money.
46.
Here we go. Let's see. Boy, is the pressure really on, Sukonko?
I was naming fish, and I don't eat fish.
Well, Sukonko, this one. Actually, you're gonna. This one's gonna be really funny for Sukonko, I think. All right. Here's a simple question I've done in the bonus round before, but let's make it a regular question. Well, we got to put a limit as to how many answers are on this one, though.
Since there's two of them left, let's do 20.
I was actually thinking more like just 10.
Okay.
I'll just do a 10 for this one. All right, to survive this round, name any type of sign you might see while you are driving on a road or a highway. Okay? Any type of sign. So obviously, what the sign says, just think of what it says or what it means, because obviously some signs just say either one or two words on them. All right, so the last person to answer was Elena. So we go back to you were the last person to answer, right? Mm-hmm. Sukonko, give me anything you would see while you're driving on the road or a highway. But again, we're only limiting this. What's up?
Stop.
Definitely. Nice job.
Red yield sign.
Red yield sign. Yes, we'll just say yield.
School crossing.
School crossing is definitely a good answer. That's 3 answers.
Hospital sign.
The yes,
page.
That's a good one, right? Hospital sign. Yep. That's 4.
Train crossing.
Yep. That's 5.
Bus stop sign.
Bus stop. Yep. That's 6.
Do not enter.
Do not. Thank you. I was hoping someone would mention that. That's 7.
Deer crossing.
Ooh, good one. Especially at this time, right?
Yeah.
That was 8, right?
Yes.
So 2 more.
Traffic light ahead.
Traffic light? Yes, I've definitely seen that. Yep.
Yeah.
Last one, you both survive.
The wiggly train sign with the train tipping over.
It's on a yellow diamond. It's a train, it's a pickup train, not a pickup train, it's like a big freight train with two wiggly lines underneath. And it's yellow.
I'll wait for Randy to give me a go-ahead on that one.
I think I know what you're thinking of.
I could also give the purple T-stop, T-train sign here in Boston, any of the subways. I just got my driver's license, so I know all the signs.
Yeah, I'm trying to see like a wiggly train sign.
We're like thinking slippery,
roads? Slippy roads.
Slippery roads in a truck?
Slippy road what? Yes.
I'll take it.
Go ahead. Nice job. You both survived your round of applause.
Wiggly truck.
Well, see, I was hoping someone would just say speed limit.
Oh, geez.
Speed limit. That's super obvious.
Yes.
We ignore all those in Massachusetts.
And also a wrong way sign.
Oh, wrong way. Very good, yes.
No U-turn.
No U-turn. Enter here.
One way.
Left turn.
One way. Nice. Especially in Boston, right?
Oh, God.
No,
I hate those damn
or no through traffic.
No through traffic, yep.
Ooh.
All right. I think I actually want to have a question I want to do.
It felt so hard when the pressure was on. Now the pressure's off.
Can you think of any question you want to do, Randy?
Let's go to the next one, 47.
47. Let's see what we got in this next one. 47. Ooh, okay. I believe I've done this one before. All right, let's keep rolling along with this next simple question. To survive this round, name me anything that has a wheel or a set of wheels.
Ooh.
But we don't want specific brand names of anything. Just generic stuff that either has a wheel or a set of wheels. We'll also limit this again. I think 10 answers again, I think, is a safe bet. We'll just limit that to that. All right, let's go ahead. Let's start with Sukanko is now next, I believe, because you were the last person to answer. So, Sukanko, anything that has a wheel or a set of wheels?
Unicycle.
A unicycle, yes, absolutely.
Bicycle.
A bicycle, nice job. I'm going to just let Randy catch up with this. Go ahead.
Tricycle.
A car.
Nice job. That's four. We need six more.
An arcade racing game.
Arcade racing game. Yeah. That has. I said wheel. That's
yes.
A steering wheel does count. That is a wheel. Steering wheel.
Yes. I mean, I couldn't say a car steering wheel because that would already be said. Car.
Well, no, because the car has wheels
yeah.
like tires.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. The steering wheel is not the same exact thing. All right, go ahead.
Wheelbarrow.
Thank you. I was hoping someone would say that.
Scooter,
nice job. How many answers are we up to, Randy? Oh, look, behind you guys. We're up to 2,500 yen. We go up by 100 yen for every correct answer now.
We're at seven.
We need three more.
Wagon.
Wagon definitely is a nice job.
Motorcycle,
that was not given. And now we need just one more, right?
Yes.
Skateboard,
nice job. You both survived again. Nice.
Another one would be
shopping
cart.
I didn't think of that one. That was good.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. We're getting up to unique territory here with this one. Okay.
Wait, isn't the next one going to be like hit, make it, run again, and go to max?
The one that I wanted to do was 30, but the issue, again... The good thing is, the good thing about it, it's a 50-50 question. We have not done this fifth question yet.
Yeah, that's when I start.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go. You're all ready?
All
right, let's go. So, to a world of sports, we go to this next question.
Uh-oh.
But the good thing is that you don't have to worry because even if you have no idea, this actually is a 50-50 type question.
Ooh.
And I'll explain. To survive this round, I will be asking you various 50-50 shot questions in regards to the four major sports here in North America, which are basketball, baseball, football, and hockey. You must correctly answer these questions I give you. Again, all of these are a 50-50 shot, so even if you have no idea, you still have a chance to survive. So I will come to you, I will ask you, is it either this or this? You just have to correctly answer. Yeah, so who do we start with? You just gave the...
I ended, so...
Sukanko first, okay. Again, so these will start off very easy, but then get more difficult as we go on. 20 correct answers and everyone survives, and we'll add an extra bonus into the bank if you both survive. There's 20 different statements here that I've given. So 20 different 50-50 statements here, okay? This is to be extremely obvious, this first one. In which city do the Celtics play? Boston or Houston?
Boston.
Of course is the right answer. Nice job. Up to 2,900 yen. Here we go to the second one. The Stanley Cup is the trophy presented to the winning team in the finals of what sport? Basketball or hockey?
Hockey.
Nice job. We're up to 3,000 yen. Back to Sokonko. Gillette Stadium is home to what NFL team? The San Francisco 49ers or the New England Patriots?
The New England Patriots.
Nice job. All right, here's the fourth one. While the Jets and the Giants both technically play in New Jersey, what state do they represent in the NFL? New York or Pennsylvania? The Jets and the Giants. New York? Nice job.
I was pretty sure that was a trick question.
That 50-50 shot saved you right
there. I don't know anything.
I was pretty sure that was a trick question. Trying to trip
them
up.
Nope.
Right outside of New York City.
Because, again, Pennsylvania has the Pittsburgh Steelers and also the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, okay.
I guess that's not coming up in the other question.
Yes, it will not. Okay. Oops, hang on here. Wait a minute. A second here. Maybe 1 second. Hang on. Look here. All right. Here's the next one. You ready? Zekonka, you ready?
Yes.
All right. Nice and quiet, everyone. Here we go.
Oh, you were waiting.
In Fenway Park, the 37-foot-high wall in left field is nicknamed what? Towels Hill or the Green Monster?
Green Monster.
Yes, thank you. All right. Now, here's the sixth one. Before the Patriots beat the Falcons in the Super Bowl of February of 2017, what team did they beat 2 years before that in February of 2015 during Super Bowl 49? And I'll give you a little bit of a hint. That also featured the Malcolm Butler interception at the one-yard line. Did they beat either the Eagles or the Seahawks? In 2015... the Patriots in Super Bowl 49 with the most legendary interception of all time by Malcolm Butler. Did the Patriots beat the Seahawks or the Eagles?
Eagles.
No! No!
Yeah, Eagles
in
2005.
No!
Yes. Okay.
I don't even know which one I'm going to pick.
Okay, here we go. This is the final. This is to win you the game, Sokonko, and a lot of money in hockey. How many goals are needed to be scored in a single game to achieve a hat trick? 3 or 5?
3.
3 is right! Yeah. Nice job! Give a round of applause to Sokonko, everyone. Oh, man. All right, Sokonko wins the game, so nice job. All right, let's play the bonus round once again. Thank you for playing, though. That was, and we still have time for at least one more main game, by the way, so we can get people back up. All right, you know how this goes.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Pick me a number from 1 to 10, except for 4 or 6.
Oh, me.
Yes.
Lucky number 7.
7. Let's see. Oh, my God. This first question is going to be so evil.
Oh, no. I'm lucky number 7. Damn it.
All right.
But you never know. It could be something I know that he thinks I won't.
Okay. I am very curious to see if anyone else is going to get this, too. So in case anyone is not familiar with how the bonus round works, again, we have a pyramid of 4 different rows here. We're going to start off on the bottom row, and we've hidden the names of 4 different things. Here it is. Get ready for this. Here's one that will get you thinking. Name any type of place that has 4 letters or less in its name. Any type of place that is 4 letters in length or less. And I'm telling you, this is tough, but think of establishments. Think of 3-letter establishments or 4-letter establishments and what they are. Not brand names, just generic types of establishments, okay? Everyone think of this one, too, but please do not shout out anything from the audience. 15 seconds, Sokonko. Are you ready?
I guess so.
15 seconds. Ready and go.
Hut. Bar. Good. Den. Cave.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
I had
park.
It's one
park.
Nope. So the 3 that you did not get were gym.
Gym! I started going to the gym.
A camp. And the final. No one's going to get this final. Can anyone think of anything else?
Lab.
A spa.
A spa.
Oh my God.
A spa.
Yes.
Yeah, we
that's that was evil,
those.
I think, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give him
another chance. That's what we're going to do, because he got 1. That's all that matters. He only needs 1. And here we go to the next one that can also relate to A&E in a way, because here's one I've done before at the convention in the bonus round. Name an animal you might typically see in any zoo. Okay. Well, actually, I shouldn't say any zoo, but anything you might typically see in a zoo. Okay? All right. 15 seconds. Ready? Go.
Lions, tigers, bears, giraffe, hyena, gorilla, monkey, peacock, alligator.
Red panda?
Panda?
Nope. Elephant?
Elephant!
Elephant! Ah, sorry, Peter.
Yes.
I had that one.
Oh, boy. Okay. Elephant, giraffe, gorilla. You got two, so you won 100 in the first, 300 in the second. This third one, boy, Usagi would have loved this question.
Oh,
no.
Is it New York related?
Name anything very well known that you can only find in New York City. Okay, 15 seconds. Ready, go.
Times Square, the New Year's Eve ball drop, the Flatiron Building, Statue of Liberty.
You got one.
The last one is kind of tough. If you don't, well, what? No, it's something that has
not anymore.
It's a very well-known establishment that's been around for a very long time. Radio
station.
Yes, where the Rockettes play. Okay.
That's only one.
Okay. Yeah, that was a good one. Yes, nice. 100. 300. You're either going to leave with 5,000. Let's get nice and quiet, everyone. You're going to leave with either 700 yen right here or 5,000. Here we go to the final question. Name one famous person with the first name James. Okay? 15 seconds. Ready? Go.
James Earl Jones.
You got it! There you go! Wow. He blew my mind.
The crazy thing is, I hadn't even had any other name like picked out to say if that wasn't it. I'm going to have to think of something else.
You would have to
think of James Corden, I think, was going to be what I was going to think of next.
Could you put fictional, like James Bond?
Or,
I didn't think of that one.
I did. Actually, does that James have a last name established?
I don't know.
The Team Rocket one?
All right, so we have a little bit more time here. We can play at least one more main game. All right, three more people that want to come up that, again, is anyone not played that wants to play? Anyone not played that wants to play? If not, we can get three more famous people up. The final call, last people who have not played yet. All right, who wants to come back up? I got to give Splash one more opportunity. All right, you pick two more, Randy.
I'll take Lana.
Okay.
And
get someone from this side. Well, actually, you pick.
Alright. I think you just walked in the back in the black.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you haven't played yet. Okay, come on up. Alright. Alright. If we do this fast enough, we can maybe still squeeze in one more main game, so don't worry. It's possible. All right, what do you want to do next, Randy?
What's it?
Sukanko, and then your name?
Dimitri.
D-I-M-I-T-R-I.
Okay, so let's see.
Lana and Splash, okay.
Yep, I got them all.
By the way, we can reuse any evil question if you want to. But I don't want to be very evil to Splash.
Oh, 59.
Let's see what this one is. Are you any of you wanting to do anime questions or keep that off limits?
Off limits.
Yeah. No problem. Oh, yes, here we go. We might as well have a question specifically about Boston, right? To survive this round, name me anything you associate with the city itself. That is it. Simple enough. Here we go, Sukanko. Anything you associate with the city of Boston. Go ahead.
Molasses.
Molasses. That's a good one. Yes, I would say so, especially with one of the most historical events.
I'm confused about that.
There was a big tragedy where molasses...
Early 1900s,
yes.
Molasses flood.
The great molasses flood in Boston. It's definitely a correct answer, I know that for sure, but yes. Molasses is definitely a good answer.
I just looked it up.
Yeah, the Great Molasses.
1919.
Yeah, it's a very well known historical event in the city of Boston. All right, Dimitri, what do we got next?
Yeah.
Boston Harbor.
Boston Harbor, very good job.
Benjamin Franklin.
From Boston, but moved to Philly. Originally from Boston.
Okay, I'll give it
that one. Go ahead.
Tobin Bridge.
Tobin Bridge, nice.
Swan Boats.
Swan Boats, absolutely.
Boston Tea Party.
Yes, thank you, the Boston Tea Party. Five seconds.
Declaration of Independence.
That's Philadelphia.
Ooh.
No, we're not giving that one. Sorry. Splash, can you eliminate Lana?
Chinatown,
that's a good answer, I think. Yes, that's good?
Yeah.
Boston does have Chinatown associated. Yep.
I'm rooting for somebody who's been there. Oh,
yes, exactly. So give Lana a round of applause, everyone. I can't believe no one would say Boston Red Sox, the Celtics,
Quincy Market. I was there the same day.
Cheers Bar, Boston
Cheers,
Common,
even though it no longer exists.
Old
Manual
North
Hall,
Church,
Prudential Big Center.
Old North Church, Prudential Center.
Cheers is gone, yeah.
Wow, we visited
Museum of Science,
South
a bunch
Station.
Of things.
Last year.
Yeah. All right, we're only up to 275.
I haven't even heard of that.
All right, let me see here.
Would Boston make Beans of Cannon?
I think it would have.
Probably, yep. We got to do number 104, I think.
Let's see, there might be a
104 is a very evil one.
Oh, jeez. I didn't mark that one, but I can do that.
Actually, wait a minute. What about 85? Because I actually might hold off on that one just for now. 85 is a very generic one that they've actually used on TV before, too.
That one I have marked.
Okay, I've done this question before as well here at this convention. Very simple question here. To survive this round, I will be giving you all a list of 25 different words.
Oh, jeez.
You must memorize as many as you can.
Okay, I think
because once I say those words, your goal is to repeat every single word back to me, one person at a time, obviously. This obviously means that 25 straight correct answers and you all survive. If you all do, we will double the whole bank.
That seems pretty evil.
Here are the words, and listen carefully as I can only say these once for all of you. Ready for the words? Here we go. Human, drive, anime, habanero, double, oven, football, zebra, Japan, mountain, wolf, lion, video, eclipse, agency, karaoke, Connecticut, adult, Australia, rabbit, project, arcade, middle, iPhone, and market. All right, Splash eliminated last person. So we start with Tsukanko once again. Name me anything that I just said.
Japan
was definitely one. Nice job.
Karaoke
was another one. Nice job.
Habanero
was another one. Nice job.
Connecticut
was another one. Nice job. That's one for four.
Human
was definitely the first one that I said. Nice.
Anime,
nice job. That was the third one I said.
Habanero
was already said.
Oh, no!
No, no. Splash said habanero already. Oh no.
Dimitri can eliminate the champ.
Can Dimitri eliminate the champ? Can you give us one that has not been mentioned?
Drive
is definitely a good one. Nice job. Give a round of applause to the champ who finally got eliminated. Wow. I know, right?
Hey.
Oh, I got 87. So evil, God! I don't know if I want to do that one. Oh my God!
Do the evil ones.
I'm not playing anymore. Do it.
87 is so evil.
Do the evil ones.
Do the evil. I marked that one.
Okay, here we go. Ready for this one? Here it is. You know how Y is sometimes used as a vowel? Let's see how well you can apply that rule with this next question. To survive this round, give me any word you want, but it cannot contain any vowels, except for this word can only contain the letter Y in terms of the vowel ruling. Any word that only has Y in it for the vowel ruling. Here's a couple hints. There's lots of three-letter words that do not have any regular vowels but contain the letter Y.